This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Meg Ferris, WWL-TV medical reporter, who recently announced a new hour-long in-depth talk show podcast about health and lifestyle issues. It's a different medium, so a lot more information can come your way. I know you thought that there was a lot coming your way when Meg covered a topic. There's a lot more, and she's here to talk to us about it. Meg, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, and happy Mardi Gras and all that stuff. Newell, we've I've been doing this for the last, 550 years, and I'm finally, it only took me more than four decades to become an overnight success. But no, seriously, I am so excited about doing this because I learned so much, and I have been getting, we call it Message Meg, because I'll get messages, direct messages, emails from people from all over the country now that there's the internet and they can see the stories that we do here in New Orleans. And they have questions they want to know about their health. And it always surprises me that they would reach out and need an answer when they are too maybe embarrassed to ask their doctor or to tell their spouse about a problem they're having. And look, Newell, daughter of an OBGYN, I've seen it all, heard it all, and I want to talk to people about everything. We have our topics, like last night we released our first half of our first show, which is about the GLP-1 injections, and we go deeply into everything about them, from the research on them, how they work, from when doctors, we have patients who have used them. Even we're going to have plastic surgeons and dermatologists to say, what do you do with all the extra skin once you lose the weight? We even have fertility experts who are going to talk about how women are now getting pregnant who couldn't get pregnant because they're taking these weight loss injections. So, we take a deep dive into a lot of different topics. I'll tell you the next one that's coming out March 5th, and we can show pictures that were on streaming. We can say things and show things, Newell, that we can't show on TV, and that things that make my news directors nervous when I'm doing a story on something kind of personal area of the body. But we're going to do one on breast reconstruction after breast cancer, but we're going to show some of the groundbreaking stuff that's being done, that women have sent us pictures of botched surgeries, and we're going to show these incredible surgeons who fix it. So that's where we're starting.
Well, obviously, first let me say, when you become an informed source, this is a byproduct, right? You're trusted. People are going to ask you more and more probative questions about your stories, and as you point out, it's not a criticism or a knock on TV, but it's not the most appropriate medium to dig deep into these issues. I mean, there's language that's used that, you know, you have potentially kids that are watching and stuff like that, and just the description of what's happening. And it's so much easier I guess, Meg, you tell me to describe what's happening when you can put pictures there and say, this is it. This is what happens. This is what it looks like.
Absolutely. And I don't have to blur out certain body parts that I'm, you know, trying to explain things about. Oh, I used to make my news directors very nervous. And this conversation really happened with a male news director. I said, but I'm doing a story on a new type of breast reconstruction that saves the nipple and the areola, and you won't let me say the word nipple and areola on TV. So I said, this is important. It's about cancer, and it's about, you know, these women's health. It's not, I'm not doing something on, that belongs in some sort of magazine that's behind the counter. You know, I'm trying to tell people about their health. But the other thing too, Noel, you're exactly right, is, you know, I have 2 minutes, two and a half at the most, to tell a story in a newscast, which I totally understand. But now I get to tell people, and they get to hear from the experts who are sitting there on the set with me, the details that I learn every day when I go out and do a story, but have to boil it down, you know, just to a couple of minutes. But the other thing too, and message Meg again, is we want people to write in and ask the questions. Look, I have done stories with men, and I'll just say it out straight, who they will stop taking their high blood pressure medicine because it causes erectile dysfunction and they can have a stroke. And they don't know they can go to their doctor and say, this is a common side effect. Do you have a different medication for me that will keep my quality of life in my relationship, but also will protect my brain and my heart? So I, again, daughter of an OBGYN, Newell, I have no problems just saying, telling everybody everything up front and answering those questions that some people just don't feel comfortable talking to their doctors about.
And it's really easier for your guest, right? Especially experts in the field that can just talk the language, the nomenclature that's there, and not feel like they're having to meander through these barriers and safeguards that need to happen with television.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, too, is everyone I'm going to have on the show are either patients who've been through something or real experts. And it's not only going to be about health, but that will be kind of the main focus. But they can trust the people who we have on to answer their questions. And then my job is to put it in a format that's not like you're looking at PubMed and looking at the studies. So in a way that we can all understand it and digest it. And like I said, some people just feel uncomfortable talking about certain things, and I'm here to answer their questions. You know, Newell, I have this vision that I'm going to be like Dr. Ruth. I'm going to be 90 years old and talking about sex on television. But, you know, I still have a house note. So.
She laid it all out there.
Well,
I mean, I used to blush listening to this.
Well, wait. I hope your younger listeners know who we're talking about. Google Dr. Ruth. But my next topic after the breast reconstruction is going to be hormone replacement for postmenopausal women. But I also am bringing in the whole male aspect and men who go through andropause and just the whole relationship area of not only the health of being on your hormones after menopause, but how it affects your relationship with the man you're with, and men who have low testosterone and how it can help them. So we're going to have experts, and we are going to take a deep dive into all the science behind that, the doctors, the patients. And yes, I do have a male sex expert and then a female sex expert who are going to talk about the difference when you get your hormones right and balanced in your life. Maybe those problems you thought you were having because they were psychological are just a matter of getting your hormones right. So we're going to talk about that too.
And hormonal imbalance can be caused by all kinds of things. I was reading an article the other day. I didn't realize how connected diabetes is to hormonal imbalance. And there was one other.
Insulin's a hormone. And Newell, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because at the first show, where part one was downloaded last night on WWL Plus, and the second half will be next Wednesday, is about these GLP-1 injections, the Ozempic, the Wegovy. And people, a lot of people have the misconception, oh, it's a cop-out, you're just not doing the work. No, you got to do the work. You have to eat cleanly and you have to exercise. But
they work better if you exercise, don't they?
Absolutely. But here's the thing. A lot of people have hormonal dysregulation. There are hormones that say you're full, don't eat. You're not full, eat, are imbalanced, just like some people can have diabetes, which is insulin imbalance. Some people, you're postmenopausal, you don't have your estrogen and progesterone. You're a man who's getting older, you lose your testosterone. And I'm telling you, one hormone getting imbalanced can change everything. My father was a world-class doctor on hormone replacement way back before anyone was talking about menopause. And people were saying, oh, you're going to get breast cancer, hormones are dangerous. He started me on them day one of menopause, and it was life-changing. And I will tell you, the difference in one hormone being off and getting it right, I didn't look the same, act the same, think the same, dream the same. I mean, it's amazing the difference they have, not only in your body, but your brain as well.
I'm curious if there's one that says, eat more ice cream. That seems to be the problem that I
have. Newell, let me tell you my problem in the past. I was, Froyo, frozen yogurt. It's yogurt. It's okay. So I would eat that by the pound and wonder why my clothes didn't fit. And then I realized Mackie Shulstone was the one who said, Meg, do you understand how much sugar is added in that? So I'd get the no sugar added. But still, you know, there are just certain things that you you really have to be careful with. So, yeah, I don't think there is. But, you know, sugar consumption, just when there's a lot of extra sugar is added, that really is dangerous for us. And it ages you, too. It ages your skin, even. So, yeah, you know.
Well, I'm getting a lot of texts here. Folks want me to ask you about the heart benefits from weight injection medication.
The heart benefits. So this is what's so interesting, and we're going to dig into this. First of all, when you lose weight, it is absolutely not better on your heart. It's better for your blood pressure. It's better for your brain. Think about your joints, your knees and everything. Mm-hmm. It's better for everything when you are the right weight. And one of the segments on infertility, you think, well, why would being overweight hurt your chances of getting pregnant and carrying a baby? Well, that's because when your metabolism is off, everything gets thrown off. And that is what these injections help, is they realize it's not only about how much you eat, it's a metabolism issue. And your metabolism is controlled by many different genetic factors. And yes, environment makes a difference, okay? But what we eat, and if you don't exercise, but it absolutely makes a difference on your heart. And studies are now coming out where they're looking at these GLP-1 injections for helping with alcoholism, all sorts of other, you know, things we just think are, quote, bad habits. But, yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting.
You know, the beauty of this opportunity, I think, Meg, too, for you, and I know you recognize this because I know you've talked about it. Studies come out. What's reported are just snippets of that study. Right. And mm-hmm. and then there are conclusions drawn when multiple studies are in conflict with one another, which it at first blush, that's what people believe. Mm-hmm. But when you really dig down into the bowels of the study, you find out, no, they're not in conflict at all. In fact, they're very complementary in many respects. And folks misinterpret it. And this medium really gives you, and you see this a lot nowadays, because one of the things that I found out is I have a nephew that works for Google. And I asked him many years ago, and he's an executive with the organization, said, what's next for Google? What do y'all do next? And I said, well, we're going to find cures for diseases and cancers. I said, y'all are getting into the research now? He says, no, we believe that the solution is in the research already. But nobody's data banking all of this. No one is bringing it together. And the beauty of AI, because it's so time consuming, is that we're going to be able to do that. And he was the one that told me, you know, what's reported out and what is actually in the report are not in conflict with one another. In fact, they're very complementary of one another, and they're building on one another. But there's no one really taking the time to do this.
To connect the dots.
Yes.
Wow, Newell, that you don't realize how profound what you just said was. Okay, the Women's Health Initiative study that came out around 2000 that made all the women throw their hormone replacement out the window and say, oh my God, I'm going to die of cancer. And we've lost that generation because now they're mid-60s, 70s, and they've gone 20 years without their hormones. And their brains are shriveling up, not to mention the plumbing is shriveling up. Their heart is having will have problems. All these things because that Women's Health Initiative study was not done well. And the media misinterpreted this study that was not done well and made women think, oh, you're going to die of breast cancer if you just replace the natural hormones that your body no longer makes. And you're absolutely right. And the other thing about connecting the dots, I mean, look what happened after 9/11. We learned that all these agencies, the CIA, the FBI, they weren't talking to each other. And if they had just talked to each other and shared information. So that's so fascinating about your nephew, what he's telling
you. But that's the beauty of the medium that you're going to be on because, you know, you're leading experts. They know this. But like you said, when you have 2 minutes, it's hard to bring that out, to pull it out and put it in a way for the general public to understand.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do learn from new data. Okay, science isn't math. 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, you know, the you are going to learn from build on data that scientists have learned. But the main goal, Newell, is I can just tell you, it doesn't matter what someone looks like, how much money they have, if they love their job, whatever. If you don't have your health, people are just not happy. And I know people who are quietly suffering from something that is bothering them inside that they're scared to go talk about, or maybe their weight's not where it wants to be, so they'll keep themselves from social situations. And I just want people to learn how to help themselves and be happy, because I know that when you do, health is wealth. When you have it, you have so much more. And I'm not only talking about your body, but relationship health and all those types of things. And there's a lot of information out there that's not accurate. So let me tell people how they can watch this. So they're going to go to where you get any app, where you get Netflix or download anything, and they're going to download WWL Plus. It's the plus sign. And it's free. All you have to do is download it once, and then you go to it, and you can look on demand at any time of day or night you want to watch, and we'll keep adding these shows to that, and they can watch on their own time. They can watch 15 minutes, come back the next day, watch another 15 minutes, and learn from it. And then if they will email me at messagemegshow@gmail.com and tell me things they'd like to know about, I'll look into doing shows on that.
I have one request for you.
Yes.
I read a story the other day that a lot of folks in frustration in managing their health is the way that they manage their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks get declined for whether it's a physician, medication, or otherwise. Interestingly, 90% of appeals are won by the insured. If you appeal the decision, you have your treating physician talk to the insurance company about this particular medication or otherwise, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to approve the medication.
The squeaky wheel, and, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, because
I'm so glad that's a whole topic. Yeah. And nothing frustrates me more.
And I think a lot of people, you know, when you talk about like in the area of hormone replacement, I can promise you it gets declined all the time. And, you know, if you just simply have your doctor look at the lab studies, communicate with the physician that the insurance company has, they can't argue the point because all the medical data is there.
dead on. I'll give you a firsthand story. When my father was, before he died, he was my hormone doctor, and he would check my blood and tell me what I needed. In my late 40s, I started on my testosterone replacement. Yes, women's ovaries make testosterone. You don't have your testosterone, you gain weight, you have zero libido.
So, Meg, you bench what? How much?
Right. I do bench, but I know. But wait, I'm replacing my natural amount that a woman should have. Okay, but that was a good one. All right, so I was at, your fatigue is just off the charts. I gained like 20 pounds in 2 months because my testosterone, my ovaries had stopped making testosterone. My father called the insurance company because they denied it. And the person on the other end, okay, in, I don't know, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, who wasn't even a doctor, okay, had never treated me, said, oh, no, she's a woman. She doesn't, we're not paying for testosterone. Women don't have testosterone. So my father, with his sweet southern Mississippi accent, said, now let me explain. And he gave her a whole anatomy a lesson about how women need their testosterone. And he had to explain it to someone at the insurance company. But yeah, I finally got it. And God help the person who tries to take my testosterone replacement away from me. You do not want to deal with me. And I will fight for other
people.
Not
to mention that she'll arm wrestle you to death.
But you see, here was this insurance company didn't even know that that's a natural hormone in a woman's body. And there's a level that's normal for women. No,
absolutely.
There's levels that's not normal. And we see those in, sometimes in what, the Olympics from certain countries.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, but no, that is a huge.
So if folks want to see last night's episode, they go to the same spot, WWL Plus, and mm-hmm. it will be there. You can go back and see previous episodes, right?
Yes, we have part one of the first on the weight loss injections there, and part two will be next Wednesday. So we'll keep doing this. So you're always dead on.
WWL plus the symbol or plus the word?
Plus the symbol.
Okay.
Plus the symbol. Yes. Yes, and it's completely free. And Newell, it's not only Message Meg that's going to be on there. You have David Hammer Investigations. We have old Frank Davis hysterical stuff that we've kind of repurposed, that people will get a kick out of, you know, Naturally Nolan stuff and his recipes. And we have our news. We have news there, too. And the beauty is people can watch on demand on their own time on any device, any device. You don't have to be... You know, a lot of kids don't have TVs these days, I learned.
Yep,
I can't live
absolutely.
Without mine. But
we have the same thing here with Odyssey. You can go and hear the mm-hmm. shows. And that's what I love about the medium of radio. You and I just spent a 22-minute conversation talking about this. And I think people got more from that than they would ever get in a lot of the other mediums. It's not a
yes.
criticism. It's just a reality.
Indeed. Thanks,
But thank
Newell.
You so much for joining us, and best of luck in your new endeavor. Meg Farris, WWL-TV medical reporter, arm wrestler, weightlifter, and so many other things as well.
Love you, Newell. Happy Mardi Gras.
You have a fun time. We'll see you on the parade route. We'll
okay.
be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. AGs from 14 states challenge the authority of Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency to access government data and exercise, as they put it, virtually unchecked power. But who actually has that power? Here to talk to us about is Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year to you. Hope things are going well.
Well, they are. And, Newell, I have to apologize if you have any background noise, because I'm actually at the CPAC conference in Washington, where you have, you know, conservatives from all over the country talking about everything that's going on in government, including what DOGE is trying to do.
So I've just been confused by what Democrats and others are saying here, that no one elected Elon Musk. Are they trying to get people to believe that elected officials only are the ones that have access to this data, and they actually sit down at a computer and cull through this stuff and look at it on a daily basis? Because I know better. I was an elected official. And I didn't do any of that. I got somebody else in my organization who I knew and trust to do it.
See, this is just one of those themes they've come up with because they think it'll fool people. Look, there are, 2.5 million federal employees. How many of those were elected? Well, just one, the president of the United States. So that is just a ridiculous claim. Look, here's the other big problem with what they're saying and with these lawsuits, and one of the reasons they lost this week when they were trying to get a temporary restraining order against it. And that is that they keep saying, well, Elon is doing this, Elon Musk is doing that. No, he's not. DOGE has no executive power, no executive authority. All he's doing at the president's direction is investigating all of these departments. He's then making recommendations and suggestions to the president, and it's the president who then is taking action, whether it's terminating employees, stopping grants going out. It's the president acting, not Elon Musk. So this lawsuit and the others are just, they have no merit whatsoever.
And this isn't the first time that this was done. You posted an article the other day, and you point out that President Eisenhower, when he came into office in the aftermath of World War II and also in the aftermath of the Korean War, recognized that there was a huge amount of government inefficiency. He saw it on the battlefield. He saw it everywhere he visited.
So that's right. And in fact, he set up his own equivalent of DOGE. He set up a committee of advisors, and he appointed his brother, Milton, to it. And he also thought, you know, having a successful businessman would be a good idea. So who did he appoint to it? Well, the 1950s version of Elon Musk, Nelson Rockefeller.
Yeah. Who was one of the richest men in the world at that point in time, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's got nothing. He has nothing like the amount of money that Elon Musk has. But the point is, a president can appoint as advisors and seek recommendations, suggestions from anyone he wants to. And no state, no one else can question that. If the president said to you tomorrow, I want you to come up to Washington and advise me on stuff, he could do it, and no state has a right, and no federal judge has a right to say you can't do it. Now, look, the other big issue in this case that the left has tried to make a lot out of is, oh, well, yes, but Elon Musk and the DOGE people, they're being given access to information inside government departments. Again, the president under our Constitution is the head of the executive branch. He's our chief executive officer. He has a constitutional right to every single piece of information anywhere in the federal government, including in the Treasury Department and elsewhere. If he wants to give that same access to an advisor, he has the ability to do that. Congress can't ban that. There is no ban on that. And his decision can't be questioned. You know, he's the final decider on that, including, for example, on security clearances. Again, Newell, if he wanted to give you a top secret security clearance today, the president could do that and no one could question that. So again, giving Elon Musk and his people access to information inside the government is perfectly legal.
Hans, you know as well as I, if I named a president, you could probably name three or four people that were doing the same thing that Elon Musk is doing, maybe for a different purpose, and maybe they didn't talk about it as much, but they exist in every administration, right?
That's right. Al Gore, I mean, there's actually audio out there of Al Gore talking about how this needed to be done. And I don't see how anyone can question this when you take a look at the list of projects and the huge amount of money that has been spent by everyone from the Department of Agriculture to USAID on bizarre, stupid, idiotic projects. You know what I think really bugs these Democratic-led states who sued? They are bugged about the transparency that DOGE is bringing. They're making public how these government agencies are spending money, and that really is what is upsetting to them.
You know the inner workings of Congress better than I will ever know it. You've worked in the federal government. You understand it. When we have members of Congress go to the mic and say that the executive branch cannot disrupt these congressional appropriations that we're making, Congress, correct me if I'm wrong, but like this idiot program number one, let's just label it that. They didn't appropriate money directly to idiot program number one, did they?
No, and that's the thing. Let's talk about USAID. As you know, the White House came up with a list of projects that they canceled, things like making a transgender comic book. I think it was in Peru. There was no appropriation language in the money that Congress sent to USAID, the State Department, saying you will spend $50,000 to pay for a transgender comic book in Peru. They simply appropriated money for USAID to, at its discretion and its own determination, use for foreign aid. Well, the ultimate decision maker on that, again, is the president. So those who say that he can't cancel things like that, again, don't know what they're talking about. And that includes members of Congress.
Well, they keep telling this lie. And you know, and again, the mainstream media doesn't call them out on it because there's no way that they could pass, you know, a bill in Congress to finance a comic book in Peru covering that topic. That you know these members of Congress, I know a bunch of them as well. There is no way they would allow that to have the light shine on that in the halls of Congress that they would actually cast a vote for that.
No, that is true. But they don't mind standing in front of a microphone and making general claims like they have been about that the president supposedly doesn't have the authority to do that, when in fact Congress gives discretion to not just the president, but in fact cabinet secretaries. Look, it's the same thing with the Justice Department. The U.S. Justice Department is given huge amounts of money by Congress
for grant programs. These grant programs are to be doled out by the Justice Department to help improve law enforcement by state and local governments. In that appropriation, there is no list saying the city of New Orleans, city of Chicago, each will get, you know, $50,000. City of Washington, D.C. will get $3 million. No. It's just a general grant of money that's been appropriated for this grant program. And what happens? Cities, towns have to apply to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department decides who will get this money and how much. Again, that means that the discretion, the ability to make this choice on that, is with the Attorney General of the United States, who reports to the President.
Yeah, it's amazing that no one really spends a lot of time talking about that. And look, maybe we should be compelling Congress to vote on these up and down issues, and we wouldn't have to deal with this, because I know the vast majority of them, whether Democrat or Republican, don't have the stomach to go vote for some of this stuff. I mean, this stuff just gets is hidden in the dark of night, and nobody ever finds out about it. And I think you're right. The reason everyone's all up in arms is, at some point in time, if they follow the paper trail, they're going to be able to identify who actually asked for the funding and financing of that comic book in Peru. And you know as well as I, someone is going to be incredibly embarrassed. I don't know who that is, but at some point, that is going to happen.
That's right. And look, what's really different now, and we should say, you know, today is 1 month. 1 month that the president been in. Look, you and I both know that in the past, there have been members of Congress who were famous for finding outrageous spending by the executive branch, right? And making a list. But nothing was ever done about it. And the difference we have now is that the president is actually, when these outrageous spending items are found, is he's stopping it. Not only stopping it, but if the money's already been spent, he and his cabinet secretaries are trying to get the money back. And that has never happened before.
This notion that they talk about dividends being paid back to the taxpayers of this country, can they accomplish that?
Well, I think they could only do that if they get the cooperation of Congress to do that. And that's right. Why, look, this president is doing a lot, but there's only so far he can go, and he's going to need the cooperation and help of Congress, and particularly the Republicans controlling both the House and the Senate, to make a lot of these changes permanent. You know, the biggest problem we have is that if a Democratic president is elected, that president may come in and restore all this stupid funding of these kinds of projects. And that's why Congress has got to get into the act and try to put in legislation that will make this kind of thing permanent.
Well, we'll continue to follow it, and we will revisit with you, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage. Thank you so much for your time, your insight, and have a great week.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We're back. Let's go to James on line one. James, what say you?
Let's see if I can be quick. I got a lot to say here. First, I don't dispute what the gentleman said about the law and the president has every right to do it. But the president also has the right to be stupid, and he is being stupid in my opinion, because he put a gentleman that's in charge of cutting and being efficient of this. I believe this gentleman has a large number of contracts with the United States government. And one of the first people he went after was somebody who just, I would say the word, punished him because they grounded his rockets caused havoc. And he got his advice was to get that gentleman fired and cut a whole bunch of people from the FAA. To me, that's just plain stupid, because he should not be in charge of cutting agencies what is it called, a conflict of interest? That's basically one of the reasons I say it's stupid. There's a whole bunch of other reasons. It's because he used the word first, so I'm going to use it. Stupid. What do you have to say?
Well, he's making recommendations to the president, and the president is going to be the ultimate decider of what's going to be cut or otherwise. The president had previously stated a while back relative to that rocket industry decision that was made that he thought it was, in fact, wrong and should not have been made, and they had to have gained a better understanding. I'm not saying, and I'm not defending, whether or not there's any conflicts that exist. In fact, it's hard to not have a conflict with the federal government when you bring in advisors all the time. In fact, every administration is replete with conflicts, and they got to work their way through it. But let's just look at this at a base level. I can't imagine that anybody would be opposed to being more efficient and effective in the delivery of services. Where the rubber meets the road is the execution and the implementation. And unfortunately, the way that the federal government is constructed is that it's too difficult to move the needle unless almost you got to take this shock and awe approach to get it done. And everybody up there in the bureaucracy knows it. The bureaucrats know how to play the game better than anyone. They sit back, they watch, they know the proclivities of every single organization, of the court and otherwise. They know that what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. And if you don't move at breakneck speed, they will bog you down in litigation here, there, and everywhere and drag this thing out, and you'll accomplish nothing. It doesn't mean that I agree with every approach that he's taking, because I don't. In fact, I ragged on him earlier in this show. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.